Bloomington City Council pressed Mayor Mark Cruzan for information about parking meters on September 23rd. Council members asked about the financial status of the meter project. The questions came up as the council considered next year's city budget. Council member Marty Speckler wanted to know if the meters are making money for city government.
I think the public and we need to know when you have a comprehensive picture of the entire parking operation that we began more than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
That is revenues from the meters, revenues from the garages, and so forth, as against all of the expenses of personnel and so forth. Are we making money on the parking, this large new parking venture, or are we not?
Cruzan did not directly answer the question. He said the financial picture is complex, and he said the administration provided written responses to similar questions prior to the meeting.
Category two, $3,500 office supplies, $3,951 fuel and oil, $17,000, itemized. It's an itemized list.
Yes, but I think we need a total picture. And I do appreciate, believe me, I do appreciate the idea that these parking revenues are going to go for related expenses downtown. And I endorse that. That approach, absolutely.
Yeah.
And what that would mean to me, and I think to many of the public, is, well, yes, we're making a bit of a profit on the parking operations, and look what we're doing with it to make the downtown more accessible,
sure,
more attractive, and so on. I think they'll understand that, too.
City documents state parking money is divided into at least five separate funds. At least three city departments do work related to parking, and the city has said from the start it expects to spend the first few years paying off the initial costs of meters.
For the most part, meter money is going back into, for the first 3 years, 4 years, going into the payment of the meters themselves, into, you know, so it won't be until longer term that money will be profit and put back into, almost in its entirety at that point, putting it back into. But we're also learning as we go on. For instance, the bank charges, you know, we're learning.
Board member Steve Boland asked for the administration to present a clearer parking budget in the future.
We'd like to see something more like a program budget for parking, which is an unusual program, and that it spans several departments. Even when it was, even in its old incarnation,
sure,
you know, spans several departments. So, but under the new, with the new March 2013 meter ordinance, it's substantially bigger program than it ever was.
Cruzan said he expects the parking meter program to change soon. He gave no specifics on those changes, except to say the city government would probably be making less money.
My assumption is that there are going to be changes made in metering that are going to result in revenue decrease. And so you're going to have to expand the time of payback. But it's also true that there will be more people living downtown, more housing projects being built, and I think you'll start to see increased usage of meters as well. And so the question is, which will outpace the other?
Cruzan said his administration is